Meanwhile,
I just think it's interesting that, like, you hit that kind of network vibe, the movie Network.
See episode number 21. I want to talk about her meetings, where Heather and Austin discuss the movie Network in depth. True believers. Signed, Meddling Mitch.
With those boardroom scenes. And as time has gone on, they feel more and more eerie and prescient.
Yeah, well, you know, it was one of the women in the boardroom who said, if you remember, in the middle of a crisis and the ratings were diving.
We could go porno early.
What do the analysts say, Ben? What actually did it?
It's only 2%.
Yeah, I think Formby, one of our favorite characters, says that.
Yes, we love Formby.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah.
Having fun?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Formby.
Miss.
Here's another tidbit from our many conversations with Steve Roberts, one of the key writers for Max Headroom, in nearly all its incarnations. It's another installment of our Max Headroom minis.
Hey, Maxie.
Brought to you by 20 Minutes into the Future. It's a Max Headroom mini.
A Maxie.
Enjoy.
Well, this seems like a good time to talk about executives, because one thing that's like a... an element to the show are those boardroom scenes. And there is a sweaty, manipulative eeriness to watching the executives talk to each other over ratings and, you know, what were we going to do next and whatnot. I mean, like, the joke in the show is...
This is not a show, Max. This is the executive board of Network 23.
You mean you're the people who execute audiences.
I imagine you know a little more of this insight, having been on the other side of Max and having worked a little more in the world. Was there a particular axe you were grinding, or were you just very prescient about how those rooms work?
I don't know that an axe was being ground, but I worked at the BBC also, you know, for 10 years.
See episode number 18. Hollywood is a weird place, where Heather and Austin interviewed Steve extensively about his career, and where they discovered that he worked as a producer, director, writer and everything else for the BBC, before anything remotely connected to Max Headroom was even off the ground, and where he got quite a bit of insight into the mind of the executive, signed, Mercurial Mitch.
Producing and directing for them, and, you know, The suits are always a bit of a problem.
There's two ways you can go on this job. My way or the highway.
I can best example it, with a story about somebody else. There was a producer who I worked with who was a lovely bloke. He was from the East End of London. He rolled his own cigarettes. He always wore a black leather jacket, all the rest of it. But he was a superb producer. And the BBC used to have a thing which I think they have here now as well, an annual interview. Now, bear in mind, you know, I was a contract bloke. They signed me on for a year, renewed or didn't. He was at the BBC as a sort of regular bloke. So he went for his annual interview.
Keep in mind, working for the BBC in those days wasn't glamorous, and you were not famous. You drew a check that covered a very basic lifestyle and did not ensure that you were part of the exciting jet set that some imagine when they think of working in entertainment.
And he went into a room with 9 men, not a single female executive in that room. This was back then, but, you know, how much has that changed? A bit, but not a lot. So he sat in front of these men in suits, and one of them said to him, you know... I'll tell his full name, but Mike Fentiman, good bloke.
Mike Fentiman, born September 27th, 1938, was a producer and writer at the BBC in the 60s and 70s, and was a champion of independent thinkers and producers, in a medium that often fought against those kinds of creators. He transitioned from producing TV in the 80s, and was the sometime chairman of the International Public Service Television Conferences. He wrote comedy extensively with Tony Bilbo for Radio 4, and continued to work until just before his death in 2017. By all accounts, Mike embodied a working-class entertainer, and, in some ways, might be one of the inspirations on Blank Reg's character.
Somebody said to him, you know, Mike, you're forever going on about us and them, as if there's some difference between you chaps and we chaps in the suits. I mean, do you honestly really believe that? And Mike is sitting there, rolling his cigarette, doing all his usual stuff, which he did, just pure instinct. He said, well, let me put it this way. He said, if after this interview you fire me, there's nothing else I can do with my life. I'm a creative producer. It's all I know. And if you fire me, I've nowhere to go. Any of you lot could run a bloody biscuit factory.
Ding!
That's all we have time for this week. A Steve Roberts tidbit, a Mike Fentiman testimonial, and a little something about how terrible executives are.
2% is 26 million consumers, Ben. Once they start switching channels, it's war, you know that.
It happens all the time. We're used to it.
But if people are still running blipverts instead of regular adverts, there wouldn't be any channel switching.
Blipverts have only been off the air 10 hours and already the ratings are 3.7% down, Ben, not the 2% you suggest.
I'm going to reinstate Blipverts. And that's final.
Make sure to support us at patreon.com/AustinRooch to keep this show alive and to bring you more exciting stories and episodes from the history of the show and the people who made it. Thanks for listening. Be seeing you.
Well, of course, I've got to be a little careful now because I'm actually married to one of them.